1620-945 WTAW. A rezoning request supported by the Bryan Planning and Development Office was voted down by the Planning and Zoning Commission, then by the City Council. The proposal south of Haswell Park at 25th and Haswell would have added one building containing four townhomes with an existing house. The applicant, Kevin Kulkas, appealed the PNZ recommendation to the City Council.
We followed a comp plan, future comp plan, the blueprint, 2040. We worked with the city extensively on this. We tried to pick a product that worked.
PNZ recommended denial by an 8-1 margin. Then the applicant's appeal was denied by the council by a 6-0 vote, with Mayor Bobby Gutierrez recusing himself. Here are comments from Councilman James Edge.
I think the project looks great. I'd love to see this considered for another part of Bryan, but I just don't think this is the right location.
Here are comments from Councilwoman Marka Ewers-Shirtliff.
We've laid out in town where this kind of high density and graduating from very high density to lower and then down onto single home dwellings. We've done a lot of work to try to build a plan that will buffer our older historic neighborhoods from high-intensity development. And in this case, it just doesn't fit based on a lot of the reasons cited by our planning and zoning, which was detrimental impact on traffic, impact on the integrity of the neighborhood, the high density of the design, and the infrastructure surrounding the subject property.
For the council to overturn the P&Z recommendation, the council would have agreed to the following six items. One, the uses permitted by the proposed change would be appropriate in the immediate area concerned. Two, there's availability of water, wastewater, stormwater, and transportation facilities generally suitable and adequate. Three, the amount of vacant land currently classified for similar development in the vicinity and elsewhere in the city, and any special circumstances which may make a substantial part of such vacant land unavailable for development. Four, the recent rate at which land's being developed in the same zoning classification as the request, particularly in the vicinity of the proposed change. Five, that other areas designated for similar development will be or are unlikely to be affected if the proposed amendment is approved, and whether such designation for other areas should be modified as well. And six, consider any other factors which will substantially affect the health, safety, morals, or general welfare. This is 1620-945 WTAW.